Hello everyone, welcome to On the Regular, when the systems designed to grow our digital tools begin to undermine the trust and stability required to keep them alive. What happens when corporate visibility attracts regulatory or market retaliation? You stare at the terminal, the cursor blinks, one line of code solves it, but you write 10, because 10 looks harder, because 10 looks like work. A manager walks by, sees the scroll bar stretch, and nods. They see effort. They don't see the fragility hiding in the parentheses. Now imagine that same screen, stripped back to 3 lines. It's elegant, it's fast, but it looks easy, too easy. And in a world where visibility equals value, looking easy is dangerous. You start wondering if the system is built for the user or for your resume. The banner appears on the startup screen, a request for money. Is this sustainability or is it surrender? Sean Godek published his analysis, challenging the industry myth that overcomplicated code ensures job security. He dismantles the cynical joke among engineers that nobody gets promoted for simplicity because their work looks too easy. While there is a grain of truth regarding visible complexity impressing non-technical managers, the actual career trajectory favors those who prevent difficult problems through elegant design. This creates a tension where individual engineers might fear looking too efficient to justify their salary. Yet the data suggests that simple software engineering does get rewarded. Godek explicitly compares this to professional skiers, who make terrifying slopes look doable, signaling that true expertise hides difficulty rather than highlighting it for management review. But the cost of this complexity isn't just time. It often extends into financial sustainability. The Document Foundation announced in February that LibreOffice would introduce a donation banner within the Start Center to address funding challenges. This decision highlights the precarious reality where corporate contributions amount to less than 5% of the total budget, forcing reliance on individual donations. Reliance on individual donations forces maintainers to make financial relationships visible without triggering user alienation among the over 100 million people using the software globally. Critics often ignore that Mozilla Thunderbird has displayed donation banners practically every time it starts up for most of its existence as an independent project without generating such controversy. However, the Document Foundation operates as a German Stiftung, legally governed by a charter defining its mission to distribute free and open-source software exclusively. Its finances are public and governance transparent, serving as a safeguard against claims that today's banner means tomorrow's paywall for advanced capabilities. Yet visibility brings more than just funding scrutiny. It invites market retaliation. Evan Tana published a guest post arguing that high corporate visibility invites market retaliation from dominant players in the technology landscape. He warns founders that building in the open exposes them to competition vectors they cannot easily escape once established, turning operational transparency into a strategic vulnerability. In the modern technology landscape, foundation model labs are starting to feel like an omnipresent entity, and their line of sight is only getting bigger as they integrate deeper into operational workflows. This visibility transforms customers into competitors because these labs arm buyers with the ability to replicate vendor functionality autonomously without needing external procurement processes. Founders who win will not just build faster, but will pick problems the eye cannot see, moving toward hard tech categories like robotics and biology, where proprietary hardware creates real moats specifically against software replication. I started playing music as a child, choir, theater, then college classes in classical and African rhythms. I dropped out to manage bands, moving into event promotion and then software. In 2009, everyone was building social networks. I tried to create one for local performing arts, independent, but Ticketmaster was already establishing an enviable stranglehold on venues of that tension. Between independent creation and corporate infrastructure, it echoes now. When we build systems that rely on goodwill, we invite the same fragility. We think we're building a platform for art, but we're just another node in a network fighting to stay funded. The dream of autonomy always meets the reality of economics. Software longevity requires resisting incentives, prioritizing complexity over trust, ensuring foundations survive corporate visibility and pressure. That's on the regular for today. Find the essay and sources at Inertia Podcast, pages, dev. Until next time.